President Obama comes to Syracuse later today. Before coming to Syracuse, the president will first stop in Buffalo for a speech at the University at Buffalo. The president will then board a bus and come to Syracuse, where he's expected to speak at Henniger High School around 6 this evening. State and national Republican leaders offered a critical assessment of the president as he prepares for the bus tour. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, they also turned their ire on Governor Andrew Cuomo and his hesitation on hydrofracking.
RNC Chair Reince Priebus, calling Mr. Obama's planned trip a lame duck bus tour, predicted that the president would focus on the same old policies that he says haven't worked.
You can be sure that the president will really take every single opportunity he can to do what he does best, which is talk and talk and talk.
New York State GOP Chair Ed Koch says the trip is really about shoring up Democratic support in key congressional districts that have the potential to swing between the two parties in recent elections.
There are three congressional districts that I'm sure he is looking to, he would be hoping to take back. And it will not happen in 2014.
Cox, who's a former trustee of the State University of New York, praised Mr. Obama for visiting State University campuses in Buffalo and Binghamton. But he says most graduates move to states that have Republican governors and a better economy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.